This week's vote to end the federal government shutdown sharply divided Congress along party lines, and it exposed rifts within the Democratic Party. That divide was clearly evident in Maine's congressional delegation and the public's reaction to how they voted. Kevin Miller with Maine Public Radio reports.
It's a cold, blustery afternoon as 24 people line a busy road in Waterville, Maine, to protest the deal ending the government shutdown. Most of their ire is directed at a single man.
Well, Angus really hurt us in Maine.
Angus is Senator Angus King. And like a lot of folks in Maine, Donna Doucette calls him by his first name.
I've supported him from the beginning, and I think he sold us out. Especially when I'm retired, still dealing with cancer. I don't need that now, nor does my husband, who's older than me.
King is an independent, but he caucuses with Democrats. As part of the deal that he and seven Democrats negotiated, Senate Republicans promised a future vote on extending subsidies under the Affordable Care Act. But critics say they betrayed the Democratic cause by failing to secure an actual extension of the tax credits that 20 million ACA users rely upon. Some protesters called King a coward. Cindy Burke says he caved.
We held off for 40 days, I think, and I just feel that we got nothing from it. And a promise to have a vote on the ACA, I don't believe that is going to happen. I don't trust the Republicans.
Maine's four-person congressional delegation is one of the smallest in the country. Yet their mixed votes on the bill to reopen the government reflect the national divide over the fraught issue. Maine's Republican Senator Susan Collins blamed the shutdown on Democrats and their leader, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. Yet she helped broker the compromise as chairwoman of the powerful Senate Appropriations Committee. Maine Representative Jared Golden blasted his party's strategy and cast one of the six Democratic House votes to reopen the government. But his fellow Maine Democrat, Congresswoman Shelley Pingree, views the compromise as a, quote, capitulation.
Many of us felt like there's a lot of momentum behind us, and the Republicans are feeling these concerns. They're losing court battles. They're getting the same calls we are. And we should move them to a decision, not the promise of a vote.
Angus King says he was surprised by the ferocity of the backlash. He defends his decision, saying Republicans made clear they would not negotiate on the ACA until the government reopened. Although he supports extending the subsidies, he says the shutdown harmed Americans and empowered Trump.
And I get it. People want some place to stand up, and they felt this was it. But it's backfiring in the sense of hurting a lot of people without getting what we want.
It's unclear how shutdown partisanship will impact next year's elections in Maine, a state where 30% of voters are independents. And Maine could play an outsized role in control of Congress after 2026. Golden isn't seeking re-election in a House district that Trump won twice, giving Republicans an opportunity to flip the seat. And the shutdown is already popping up in the heated Democratic primary to challenge Collins, one of the Senate's most vulnerable Republicans.
I want to reiterate my call for Leader Schumer to step down.
Yes.
Thank you.
That's Democrat Graham Platner, a Marine Corps veteran and oysterman whose anti-establishment message has drawn huge crowds despite recent controversy over past comments and a tattoo widely recognized as a Nazi symbol. He's since covered it. Platner denounced the shutdown deal, blaming Schumer, who opposed the deal but couldn't keep his party unified against it. Platner also took a not-so-subtle jab at Democratic Governor Janet Mills, who was recruited by Schumer to run for the Senate.
The governor has Chuck Schumer's phone number. She should give him a call and have a chat about that.
Yes.
Mills told reporters this week that she strongly disagrees with the deal to end the shutdown. Back in Waterville, protest organizer Karen Heck says she's frustrated.
And I just think that most people are tired of a government that doesn't work for them. Whether that's a schism in the Democratic Party or not, I think that the old system is not working for us, and a lot of people are angry about that.
And Heck adds that she thinks people will demand change, possibly starting in next year's primaries. For NPR News, I'm Kevin Miller.